covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
PayPal has confirmed that a researcher found a high severity security vulnerability that could expose user passwords to an attacker. The researcher, Alex Bursan, discovered the high severity vulnerability when he was exploring the main authentication flow at PayPal. His attention was drawn to the fact that a JavaScript file contained what looked like a cross-site request forgery token and a session ID. He says, quote, "Providing any kind of session data inside a valid JavaScript file usually allows it to be received by attackers," end quote. If a user fails to log in several times, they have to solve a CAPTCHA at that point. And once they finally authenticate and PayPal noted, quote, "the exposed tokens were used in the post request to solve the CAPTCHA," PayPal said, quote, "if a user followed a login link from a malicious site similar to a phishing page," unquote. That's all it takes. Follow a link from a site, log into your PayPal account, and you're done. However, Bursan said, in the real world of social engineering attacks, quote, "the only user interaction needed would have been a single visit to an attacker-controlled web page." And that's the end of the quote. Within 24 hours of the bug's confirmation by the HackerOne bug bounty program, PayPal had patched the vulnerability. Bursan said, he was rewarded with a bug bounty worth about $15,300 US. And the thing that we have to keep in mind here, okay, so this is an exploit that is on a site like PayPal. So if you followed a link and created that session cookie, that could have been compromised. I mean, you click on that link in a phishing scam email, right? And you think, oh, well, this is a phishing scam. I'm going to back away. Well, it's too late. You didn't even log in and it's too late. That's what we're up against here. So any of your staff who has access to your PayPal account now clicked on that link and has that session cookie in place from a malicious site, and then later legitimately logs into PayPal after having gone through the CAPTCHA process. I guess that's the exploit itself. You have to fail the login a couple times, and then when you get it right, that's when the hacker gets your credentials. Well, you know, how does that affect me? And how can I prevent that from happening? I think it really comes back to password managers. Because you think, how do you enter the wrong password for PayPal three times to the point where you need to enter a CAPTCHA? You're probably typing it in. And if you're typing in your password to PayPal, it's probably too easy. If you can remember your password to PayPal, it's too easy. Can you remember your password to PayPal? If I sent you to paypal.com right now, would you be able to log in by typing your username and password? If that's the case, you are a potential victim. You are easily exploited through this type of attack. I don't know my credentials for PayPal. My password manager ensures that my password for PayPal is so obscure and so secure that even I don't know it. When I go to paypal.com, I log into my password manager with my secure password, which is a password recipe, and then it enters. It fills in the information for PayPal so that I can log in. If you're not doing it that way, then you are wide open to this type of vulnerability. And I need to encourage you that, hey, you need to understand the value of a password manager. It's not about, can I remember my passwords? That's not what it's about. It's about being able to create passwords for sites like PayPal, where your money resides, where they have access to your checking account and your credit card. It's about having passwords that are so secure that even you don't know them. That's the key point about a password manager.